We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Do any of us understand who that fourth team will be with the college football playoff committee? Because this day has thrown the fourth spot in the Heisman Trophy rankings out of whack. I think Haskins just won the Heisman Trophy with his performance and what he's done the last three games as a quarterback of the Big Ten champion Ohio State Buckeyes. Going into the day, I thought it was Tua based on his body of work, and he was horrible. He was even nervous before. He didn't look right before he rolled the ankle. And then Murray was outstanding for Oklahoma. I think that guy, as Barry Switzer tweeted out, no player for one season has ever meant more to a football team than Murray, the OU quarterback. So now the question is, ESPN comes in with a push for Georgia because they own the SEC network and they want two SEC teams in. And by the way, ESPN and the family of ABC Disney, they own the college football playoff. So what's going to happen with the politics in that room? Because you have Ohio State, and if they didn't have the ugly loss by 29 at Purdue, I think they would be a lock in the fourth spot. They have better wins than Notre Dame. They do. They beat Michigan by 23. Notre Dame beat Michigan by 7. They just beat Northwestern by 21. Notre Dame beat Northwestern by 10. Ohio State is a conference champion. Notre Dame is an independent. But that 29-point loss, I think, will be the deciding factor where Ohio State is left out, even though they poured it on late, outscoring Northwestern 21-3. And I do want to give Pat Fitzgerald and the Wildcats, like I said last week, they remind me of one of those military academy teams where they overachieve, and that's not belittling Northwestern. I just love to watch those teams. I do. They're getting beat early, bad, then they battle back and they make it a game. I love Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern for our listeners on AM 670, The Score. So it comes down to Georgia politicking because they blew a 14-point lead. Like, we want to see Georgia blow another lead in a semifinal or championship game? Are you kidding me? That we want Georgia, Alabama? The playoff committee's not going there. They are not going there. It's too much Georgia, Alabama. So I think it's Oklahoma. And you say, okay, it's Oklahoma, Ohio State. You're in that playoff committee room. Oh, you finished strong, winning at West Virginia, who I think at the time was close to top 10, and then they just beat Texas. They finished strong. Ohio State finished strong. They beat number 7 in the playoff rankings, Michigan, by 23, and they just beat a top 20 playoff-ranked Northwestern Wildcat football team by 21. But they have that loss earlier in the year. So you're in that room. Some are saying, well, you should keep Notre Dame out. They're undefeated, and their two best wins are Michigan to start the season at home and against Syracuse. Would you agree with that? I mean, it's not the BCS world we live in anymore where you're undefeated. And if we use that, it's not the BCS world, then we could say Georgia is one of the four best teams. That's easy to say. So what formula is that college football playoff committee using? I know they've said conference championships, road wins carry a lot of weight, injuries. I mean, look at Central Florida. They lose Milton, their quarterback. They're down big to Memphis, and they come back and wrap up another undefeated regular season. And they're going to be in the New Year's Six Bowl alignment, probably against LSU in the Fiesta Bowl, because Florida doesn't want to play Central Florida. They have everything to lose. They're an SEC school. They want to be nowhere near. I mean, the better matchups, in my mind, in that New Year's Six Bowls are LSU and Michigan in the Fiesta and Central Florida, Florida in the Peach Bowl. But Florida doesn't want to. They don't want to. They have everything to lose by playing UCF. So you're in that playoff committee room and you're deciding between Georgia, because the eyeball test will tell you, but does it really tell you that Georgia is better? Or was Alabama's offense just not good until they put in Hurts and the redemption story of Hurts and how it flipped the script from January 8th of this year in that championship game when a star was born with Tua? And Hurts not walking away and being humbled and having his chance again on the championship stage, even though it was an SEC championship, is why I love sports. And the way Tua could step back, and I know it's tough because he lost the Heisman today. He did. There is no way those votes are due Monday by the Heisman voters. And with what Haskins did the night he won it with Murray, Tua's going to finish third. You know, he'll get an invite to New York City, but he's going to finish third. I get your season of work, but to me, the Heisman is about a player where his team couldn't live without him, and Haskins was just amazing. And Murray, I watched Murray. If that dude wanted to run more, I think they could score every time they had the ball. I really do. But he holds it back because he's got his $5 million bonus from the A's. So this Georgia politicking that began right after the game with Kirby Smart saying, oh, they don't want to play us again in the rematch, and will the playoff committee do that? Because, you know, Kirk Herbstreit, oh, I think they should remain four because it was a close game. And yeah, I get, you know, ABC, ESPN, they own the SEC network. And the rematch would be big. I guess you'll wait for the overnight TV ratings, but the playoff committee will need to get their work done tonight, if not tomorrow morning. So our first huge question of the night, you're in that college football playoff committee war room. Is it Georgia? Is it Oklahoma? Or is it Ohio State for that fourth and final spot? Because I think the top two are a lock. It's Alabama, it's Clemson. Clemson rolled Pitt in the ACC title game. This debate over pushing Notre Dame out and putting Oklahoma and Georgia in, or Oklahoma and Ohio State in, is interesting. You know, Notre Dame's not part of the Power Five. I get their TV draw. But their big money is with NBC. It's kind of like the Big Ten. They have a deal with Fox, and they have their Big Ten network, which I think is owned by the Fox family of networks. I know everything's been changing hands so much, but I'm quite sure it is. So this backroom politicking, that game wasn't even over, and they were pushing for Georgia. Well, win or lose, it's been a tight game. They led 28-14, and they missed a field goal. They should have been up 17. Georgia got rolled at LSU. No. They don't deserve it. I know they look like a good team. We've seen good teams. It's like a great team in the high school football playoffs in your state, and they get upset in the quarterfinals. Should they get to go to the semis just because they were the better team? I mean, you have to look at what the committee talks about, and conference championships are part of that conversation. So you have Oklahoma, Big 12 champion, by the way, what, the fourth straight year? You have Ohio State. Urban Meyer just got his third. You have star power with Oklahoma's quarterback, Murray, and with Haskins, who I think won the Heisman tonight. And Notre Dame's star power is what? Their name, right? The school name. And we get, you know, Clemson, Could Notre Dame get left out being undefeated? Now they didn't play. They're undefeated. They're a TV draw. If they weren't a TV draw, I think they could get bumped even though they're undefeated, because their only their best win was to start the season at home against Michigan. And then I think I'd go with the Syracuse win, right? Ohio State has won at Penn State. They beat Michigan, and they beat Northwestern. Ohio State has a better resume, and they beat Michigan by 23. Ohio State has a better resume with quality wins, but I go back to what I said at the start with my opening huge opinion. They have that ugly loss by 29 at Purdue. Oklahoma's loss was a last-second field goal against Texas. You know, Georgia got blown out at LSU, who was a top 10 playoff-ranked team at number 10 last week. And they blew a 14-point second-half lead today or on Saturday against Alabama. You know, and you look at Ohio State in the last 2 weeks has beat the 7th-ranked team in Michigan, and they beat the 21st-ranked team in Northwestern. They've also posted a win at number 12 Penn State. I'm talking about the playoff rankings. Notre Dame has beat number 7 Michigan, and their next best win would be number 20 Syracuse. So I'm doing the math. If we do the eyeball test, Georgia, is Georgia better than Ohio State? I don't know if you can say that. Is their offense better? No. Is their defense athletes? Yes. Coaching better? Urban Meyer is one of the best offensive minds. Love him or hate him or you're indifferent. And Oklahoma's offense? By the way, those are the top two offenses in college football, Oklahoma and Ohio State, statistically. So just, you know, discarding Oklahoma and Ohio State because, well, Georgia looks better. Do they? I've always liked Fromm. From his start at Notre Dame, I think the guy's a future pro. And I love what Kirby Smart has done in Athens. But to me, they had their chance, and they blew it today. If they would have won, Alabama's the 4th seed, Georgia's in, and that's it. Case closed. We don't have this debate on the Saturday night huge show. Same thing with Tua. If he was money the entire game and he's up there getting interviewed instead of Hurts, ironically, he got hurt and Hurts comes in. Coincidence? I don't think so. So you tell me, our first huge question of the night. You're in that college football playoff committee war room. Who gets the 4th spot? Maybe who gets the 3rd and 4th? Would you throw out undefeated Notre Dame? Because the argument is they're undefeated. And that undefeated argument also is saying something that, all right, I'm going to schedule one good game in September. And I'm Notre Dame, and I'm going to play a very average schedule, and we can get into the Final Four all the time. And it's run by the Power Five, which they're a part-time member with some sports in the ACC and a hockey member in the Big Ten. So do you keep Notre Dame in, or do you bump them out undefeated? And they're not a conference champion. So I'd love to get your feedback. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We are live across North America each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Graceffo and Horowitz are back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City. Darwin Zook with another update here in just about 7 minutes. First huge question of the night, and it's a good argument. Who gets that 4th spot, Georgia, Ohio State, or Oklahoma? Is Notre Dame worthy, even though they're undefeated and they're a great TV draw, are they worthy of one of the four spots? Now, it's interesting at SB Nation, they have a strength of schedule rankings. Alabama's one, Clemson two, Georgia three, Michigan four. Central Florida, by the way, is at seven, which is surprising. Notre Dame is at 11. Oklahoma and Ohio State are at 8 and 9. You know, and you start looking at some of the criteria where they'll talk in that playoff room about a conference championship. Okay, Oklahoma and Ohio State are conference champions when they look at strength of schedule, when they look at the resumes. And Ohio State's glaring weakness is that 29-point loss at Purdue. If they don't have that, or if it's a last-second field goal, I think they're a lock for the Final Four. Because you look at championship, strength of schedule, head-to-head, if it applies, and the outcomes of common opponents. And did you win on the road? And I'm just playing playoff committee. So Ohio State won on the road at Penn State. That was their best road win. Neutral site in beating number 21 Northwestern tonight for the Big Ten championship. They beat Michigan, who's number 7 in the playoff rankings, by 23 at home. Oklahoma lost neutral site Cotton Bowl at the Fairgrounds to Texas. And they won on the road at West Virginia. That's a pretty good win. That was a good West Virginia team. So their resume looks strong. I think they're in, if I have to go to that fourth spot, because of Ohio State's 29-point loss, I'm putting Oklahoma in over Georgia. Georgia got blown out at LSU, and they blew a 14-point lead today. But the missed field goal is going to be 17. A home game, basically, in Atlanta. But then that Notre Dame thing comes in, and we're just like, okay, hey, they won at USC. They came back, had a great second half. But when you look at their resume, there's no conference championship. And Syracuse is nice. But their trophy right now on why most think they're in the Final Four is beating Michigan in game one to start the season. So you tell me, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Could Notre Dame be left out? And again, the Georgia SEC network owned by ESPN ABC, could it be Georgia and Oklahoma getting in? Could it be Ohio State, who was left out last year? They're one of the Power Five schools. Would they do that again to the Big Ten? Could it be Ohio State and Oklahoma and Notre Dame gets left out? There's some good drama that we don't know. So join me with your huge predictions and opinions. 1-855-212-4CBS. And then, do you agree with me that Haskins won the Heisman tonight? Haskins, Murray, Tua, 1, 2, and 3. That will be my predicted finish in the Heisman based on today. And those ballots weren't already in. I made sure I checked. It's December 3rd when the Heisman ballots are due. Let's go out to the audience. Steve in Ohio, thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
It's huge, baby. It's huge.
How you doing?
First time caller, man. I really enjoy your candidness and the way you express yourself, man. It's really cool.
Thank you.
I'm gonna express myself. I think I watched all the games today, and I'm a pretty big fan of watching football as it is. I don't bet on football, but I think of all the teams that are possibly the fourth entry into the playoff, Ohio State is the only one that can beat Oklahoma. I mean Alabama, I'm sorry.
All right. Well, thank you, Steve, in Ohio. Appreciate you listening on 92.3 FM there in the Cleveland area. I think Ohio State's offense and Oklahoma's offense can hang with anybody. Georgia, Alabama's, Clemson, all day long. Question is, can their defensive units slow down Alabama, Clemson, Georgia? I don't think they can. Matter of fact, you watch an Oklahoma and Texas, you're like, there's just absolutely no defense, which I don't mind watching that football. And then I'll love watching a great defensive football game as well. Let's go to Derek in Houston, Texas, listening on AM 610. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Yeah, so let me get this out of the way. Like, I'm a college football atheist. Don't really have any, you know, team that I follow and support. But I think what you said, like, number one, I think the top three teams should be automatic: Notre Dame, Bama, of course, and Clemson. And with the wins today, I think it proves that OU deserves the fourth spot. They beat Texas compared to Ohio State beating Northwestern. That's not that big of a deal. You talk about the wins that happened, especially the losses that happened early in the year are probably the biggest thing that should determine the fourth spot.
Well, yeah, and I think Oklahoma having a last-second field goal beat them by Texas, and the fact they won at West Virginia to close out the regular season, then came back and beat Texas today, I think they're in. I think Oklahoma's in.
Yeah, I think the top four spots should be locked up. Tua definitely lost a spot in the Heisman. But you like Heuermann?
Haskins threw for like...
Haskins, my bad.
He set a Big Ten record. He's thrown for like 1,300-plus in his last three games and accounted, I think, for 17 touchdowns. I think he won it tonight. Prime time performance, I think he won it.
It's impressive.
Murray's awesome. Also, Kyler Murray is fantastic. I'm telling you, I don't think he runs enough. And he can run away from any Georgia defender, any Alabama defender, anybody in college football, and I think he'll finish second. Haskins will win it, and Tua will finish third.
And last thing I'd like to say is, like, I'd like to see I'm sorry, I'm walking my dogs right now. I'd like to see him in the NFL, OU quarterback.
Yeah, he's going to play baseball. He's got $5 million bonus he signed.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, I appreciate the call, Derek, in Houston, and have fun walking your dogs. By the way, speaking of Houston, huge love from everybody here at CBS Sports Radio for the late President Bush and just the outpouring of support. And, you know, there are times when I'm proud to be an American, when you can put down your political debate and just honor somebody who stepped up to lead the country and who was voted in. It's not easy, man. And especially today with the social networks and 9,000 cable channels. But, you know, the Bush family, no matter where you stand politically, they have dedicated most of their lives to trying to make America a better place. So God bless President Bush and the Bush family. Drill back out to the audience. Let's go to Sean in Chicago, listening on AM 670 The Score. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks so much for taking my call, and I'd just like to echo those sentiments you mentioned about President Bush. I like your argument about Notre Dame getting moved out, because, and that's not going to play well here in Chicago, obviously, because of proximity. But they don't play in a championship game. You mentioned that already. And they get an extra week's rest. And if you want to just throw out the undefeated season, well, there are two teams that are undefeated, and UCF is 25-0, I think, over the last two seasons. So the only reason that they were there undefeated, I think, is because of reputation. And we both know that UCF's not going to get a top four invite. So that's just ludicrous to think about it. But don't just say, oh, we're undefeated, and so we should be a top four team. So I like that argument. The other wrinkle I'll throw at you, and I'd like to get your opinion on this, is if you jump Ohio State and OU in there, you've got the top four teams each representing a different conference.
Yeah, and they're run by the Power Five, and thanks for the call in Chicago listening on AM 670 The Score, because you know, I look at Georgia and the visual, we see their talent, obviously, okay, when you watch them, but their best win of the season, you know, you would get into a debate with Georgia is what, Florida? Is that their best win? If you look at Georgia, is it Florida? You probably would list it as Florida as their best win. So you can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go join Paris Campbell. He is one of the top wide receivers in America, and he now is a champion with Ohio State. They beat Northwestern 45-24. He'll join us here in a moment. And now you're saying Horowitz, he'll join us coming up, or do we have him? All right, Paris Campbell joins us, Ohio State wide receiver. How you doing, my friend? We don't have him. All right, well, let's go grab another call then. Let's go to Trent in Alabama. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
I was at the game tonight. Very impressive performance by Georgia. Alabama subpar. I was just impressed about the Jalen Hurts and his willingness to come out through adversity, play the way he did. It's very impressive. I'm proud of that young man and his character. As long as we have the playoffs, we're going to have controversy. And realistically, what I'd like to see is I'd like to see Alabama at 1, Clemson 2, Oklahoma 3, and I'd see Ohio State at 4.
I'm with you on that. I am with you on that.
And just the reason why is the last year that Notre Dame was in the championship against Alabama.
Hey, 1 second, Trent. Hold on. I got to go grab John Dixon, wide receiver from Ohio State. I'll come back and get you, I promise. He now is a champion with the Buckeyes. They won the Big Ten title tonight in Indianapolis, and Johnny joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. Johnny, thanks for taking time out.
No problem. Thank you, guys.
Johnny?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, hey, Johnny, welcome to the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. And tell me what the vibe is right now with the Buckeyes. I know you're celebrating the Big Ten championship, but do you believe you deserve that fourth spot in the college football playoff?
You know, I've told a couple guys today so far, you know, it is what it is, man. If we get in, we get in. If we don't, we're going to go wherever they send us, and we're going to play ourselves off. So, you know, you want to be in the playoffs, but at the end of the day, if you don't, you know, you still have to go win a game. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Hey, you guys have played well your last two games against Michigan and Northwestern. You won at Penn State. Your resume, the only blemish is getting beat by 29 at Purdue, but you take away that game, you guys have been solid all year long.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, I've been really solid.
All right, Johnny, well, thank you. Go enjoy the celebration. Johnny Dixon, wide receiver, Ohio State. Joining us from Indianapolis on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Good job, Crisefo and Horowitz, and also our stringer on site. Who was the stringer that helped us out? George Montgomery. Wow, sounds like a politician. Thank you, George Montgomery, there in Indy at the Big Ten Championship game.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Crisefo and Horowitz are back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Darwin Zook will have another update here in about 14 minutes. Man, there's a lot of drama on who's in and who will be left out. And I think the debate, including Central Florida players saying we belong in if we're not in after winning the American Conference Championship over Memphis, coming back, that they're undefeated, 25-game win streak. Your quality win this year is what? Cincinnati or Memphis twice? Come on. 18 playoff, I think this year, because there's going to be a quality team, and maybe a conference champion or possibly two left out. So what you have is these conference championships were built up to be the end of the season and all the excitement. Well, if Notre Dame gets in, they didn't play in a conference championship. And if Georgia gets in, they weren't a conference champion. So you're going to have Alabama, the obvious one seed, Clemson after beating up on Pittsburgh in the ACC title game, the obvious two seed. Notre Dame, if they're in, and there's a side of me after looking at this day unfolding, can you look at Notre Dame and you take away undefeated and you look at their schedule and you ask yourself, are they worthy of being in front of Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Georgia? And what a couple of callers have said already, what if you put the champions in there to validate your conference title games? And again, we're talking money, we're talking Power Five. So if you went with Alabama, SEC champ, you went with Clemson, ACC champ, you made Oklahoma the 3 seed, Big 12 champ, and Ohio State the 4 seed, and you left Notre Dame out. Now, Notre Dame would scream what? We're undefeated. We are undefeated. How can you leave us out? We're undefeated. We beat Michigan. Well, Ohio State did. Well, we didn't have a bad loss against Purdue. Well, you almost lost to Ball State and Vanderbilt at home early in the season. Yeah, but we beat Syracuse. Okay, well, Ohio State won at Penn State. They beat a ranked, 21 in the playoff rankings, Northwestern by 21. I don't think Notre Dame's argument, and they go to Oklahoma and you say, okay, their best win is at West Virginia, who I think was what, 10 maybe at the time, 9 or 10, and beating Texas today. So those would be their quality wins, but then their loss is a last-second field goal in the Red River Shootout back in October. Ohio State has the better wins, and Notre Dame has the name draws on TV, obviously. But you'd have the 3 Heisman candidates between Tua, and I don't know if he'll be starting in the playoff game based on his ankle, and it could be Hurts, but you'll have Tua with this 4 champions in Murray, Tua, and Haskins all in your final 4. So you tell me who belongs in. Well, we know Alabama, Clemson, there's no debate. No debate. I think there's some debate with Notre Dame right now. There's debate with Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Back out to the audience. Let's go to Andrew in Syracuse, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, man.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Good, buddy.
One thing I always love about college football is that everyone cares so much about these subjective decisions that have to be made for the championship. But to me, I start with a premise, and I guess I'll be bucking the trend of the conversation tonight. Conference, schmomference. You want a conference with 14 teams, half the teams don't play each other, and the imbalance in your 2 divisions gives you Northwestern tonight. I learned nothing about Ohio State tonight that would discount the worst loss of any of these teams we're talking about. Terrible performance against Nebraska. The only reason they beat Maryland is because the QB from Maryland missed a wide-open guy. So they're out. And I don't care they won the conference tonight. The last couple years, I don't want to see the Pac-12 team competing for the championship. I want the 4 best teams. The 4 best. And we can judge best win, worst loss. That's worth having. All these conversations, Notre Dame, I don't care they're not in a conference. Their schedule was just about decent enough compared to any of these other teams.
So who are your 4 best teams, Andrew?
Well,
your 4 best teams at this hour.
My only reason for saying Georgia is among them. It's because I honestly don't think any other team besides Clemson can hang with Alabama that way. I think they proved tonight. Yeah, I know it's silly to say sometimes the loss proves how good you are. When you're playing this juggernaut team like Alabama that's beaten everyone by 20, and no team has done that since, I think it was someone said on TV, it was Yale back in 1890-something, the last time someone won all their games by 20. And if Georgia had scored a touchdown when they got to the 20-yard line with their tight end there, number 18, if they got up and they score a touchdown there and they're up 35-14, I don't think Bama wins. When they got nothing out of that drive, they lost the game. But no one else in the country is going to play Bama that way other than Clemson. And I think Jake Fromm is way better than Trevor, whatever his name is right now.
I love Jake Fromm. So you're saying your four best are Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Georgia. Is that what you're saying?
I think the debate is between Notre Dame and Ohio, and Oklahoma. I think Ohio State, no matter what moniker they get from beating Northwestern in a year where there's no team like Wisconsin or Iowa to compete with them, because the divisions work out that way this year, then winning the game tonight didn't mean anything to me.
No, I have Oklahoma. And Andrew, thanks for the call in Syracuse. Yeah, I appreciate it, buddy. I have Oklahoma in over Ohio State. The visual on Georgia, I get it, but they blew their chance. So as is where I think it will go, unless there is the shock of this Notre Dame being pushed out for Georgia and in Oklahoma, or Ohio State and Oklahoma, I'll go with where they're at, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and I say Oklahoma will get that fourth spot. We will have one final hour together. I want your feedback. Who should be the college football playoff final four? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We'll also talk about the Heisman. I think Haskins won it tonight for Ohio State. Man, it is awesome talking college football on the only show based on huge opinions, yours and mine.